Hachette Audio presents Walk the Wire, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To Mike and Monica Rayo, for all you've done for VCU. Chapter 1. Hal Parker was resolutely closing in on his prey, and he felt his blood pressure amp up with every firm step he placed into the dirt. He could tell he was nearing his target by the frequency and volume of blood that had fallen onto the darkened ground, like dulled rubies scattered in the rich soil. He had obviously wounded rather than killed his quarry. A carcass delivered was part of the deal if he was to earn his fee. He was heartened by the blood loss. It evidenced the inevitable, especially in an unforgiving climate like this. He moved slowly and methodically forward. Fall was nearly here, but summer was still hanging on, dragging its heat-flamed and moisture-rich knuckles across the stark tundra. Right now, he felt like an egg in a heated skillet. If it were winter, he would be encased in special clothing, and Parker would never, under any circumstances, start to run after his prey. If you ran when it was 50 degrees below zero, your lungs would hemorrhage, and you'd drown in your own engorged corpuscles. Yet when it was this hot and humid, dehydration could kill you just as quickly, and you'd never feel it coming until it was too late. Parker wore a bright tactical headlamp that literally turned night into day, at least on his narrow path.